Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are so excited to bring you episode number 474. Now, today, we should have like a little image of John and I with like swords in our hands and images of the swords crossed, because we are absolutely taking on some subjects that we both have a lot of comparing and contrasting opinions on. We've gone different ways. And today's subject, it sounds innocuous. We're going to talk about the fact that the unplanned obsolescence, the mothballing and complete shutting down of the LionDesk CRM was just announced by Lone Wolf Technologies, a company that bought them a couple years back. Okay. This is one of my hot buttons in real estate tech. It always has been. Okay. It is egregious. And why is it such a hot button? John was kind of asking me this question before the show. I take a industry where it's difficult for agents to find the time, energy, and discipline to understand and learn tech in the first place. And then you add on to the fact that these tech companies are creating tech, selling it to somebody else who is then mothballing it. It's happened with Postlets. It's happened with more companies than I can count, which makes the problem with agents even more prevalent. In other words, why should I learn another tool? It's just going to sell itself and be gone. Because it happens. John was giving me his side of this story, but I'm telling him, like, the second you get successful, like, you sell yourself. Bold leads, it took less than three years. Gone. It happens so much, it's not even worth discussing. Like Real Estate Webmasters, if the guy just wasn't such a control person, he would have sold out on Dragon's Den years ago for $75 million. So John, we're going to talk about, you chose this subject today. So why don't we discuss why did you look at this and say, we should do a podcast on it?
Well, you know, obviously I'm one of the competitors to LionDesk. I've chosen to reposition, and I chose about over 8 months ago. And we've always been one of the cheaper ones, but I was really kind of, for a couple of years, I oscillated from being a competitor to LionDesk and Wise Agent, or being a competitor to Real Geeks, and I could never make my mind up. So what I've done is split MailRite into various components. Mm-hmm. So we offer really great value, do-it-yourself technology stack. And then we've got these added services where we can give you something more like Real Geeks, and you can choose what you want, right? So I've decided that pathway, and I think it's the right way to go for MailRite. And obviously, a lot of people are looking at LionDesk CRM, and then they've sold to these Lone Wolf people. And I didn't know much about them, but you're dealing with more brokers. I've got a couple that I'm dealing with, but you've got a lot more experience. And when I did my research for this show about Lone Wolf, I could understand why they are grandfathering out LionDesk, because it's pretty obvious that the product didn't combine that well with their other products, because they're aimed at brokerages, and really LionDesk is aimed at real estate agents, individuals, or small teams, or small brokerage. And it's pretty obvious they bought the company for the access to the client base, in my opinion. And they bought it, I can't remember that if they bought it a year or 18 months ago, but it's been pretty brutal. They've only given about 3 months' notice. And I didn't know much about Lone Wolf until I've done some research. They started in 1989, and they've grown and they offer a lot of back office services. And there's a few players in the back office. And what I've found, and this doesn't only apply to the real estate industry, this applies to a lot of industries, is that you have something that really deals with record keeping, with the financials, with HR, and then they bolt on top. The website, lead generation, and it's attractive to the customer base because they just get one price and one solution. But it never works out, in my experience. What you end up with is a very mediocre product in the end that doesn't do anything that great. And because you're so reliant on that software and it's doing everything for your company, even though the system is mediocre and it's not really matching your needs and the price every year is going up normally, you're so embedded with it and you can't get away from them. The pain of ditching them would be so much to your business, to your brokerage, that you're entrapped with them. And I did some research, and hopefully you know more about them than me, because I've been in it now for about 6 years, mm-hmm. but you've got 15 years plus. So hopefully you know a bit more about Lone Wolf. So I only did online research. And to be truthful, Rob, and this is my opinion, got to be careful here, Rob, they haven't got a very good reputation. When you do some research online, it's pretty brutal what's said about them. So I thought it would be a good subject to talk about more.
Well, it is a good subject. We haven't talked about it in a while. So Lone Wolf CEO is Jim Kelly. Okay, Jim Kelly and guys like him are people that I have talked about on my own time and podcasts with other people, with other professionals, a lot. Jim Kelly is not a real estate guy. He has a Bachelor of Science and a military background from the University of AM, Texas. And then he was selling other software services. He's a software CEO, and he took over Lone Wolf and is treating Lone Wolf like any SaaS product. And he's making the same kind of moves that companies like Activision made in the gaming industry and kind of ruined it. Ruined the gaming industry like quite a bit. Took all these independent studios, bought them up from owners that were anxious to sell, and then completely changed the product so that the players, the people who are using the product, we all suffered. Our games are not as good. And we've got 5,000 versions right now of Call of Duty, because that's all Activision does, is tell all of its the people that it took over is to make other versions of the same game already created. And guess what? Lone Wolf is that exact thing, John, in the real estate space. Jim bought a product with 165,000 users. Most of them are the agents that you and I won't talk to. Why? Because most of the people that use Lone Wolf at its $30 per month were people that were part-time agents. They wanted
You're talking about Line Desk there.
Line Desk, yes. Yeah. They were part-time agents. That 165,000 person customer base that you just referenced was bought because it bought access to 165,000 real estate agents, except it was 165,000 of I don't know what the right word is, but certainly not the top flight agents who spend money on real estate technology tools every single day of the year. Okay. It was more like casual part-timers. And when they bought this, after 4 years, and by the way, I have so many different issues with this. It's not even funny. David Anderson, who got a golden parachute when he sold Lion Desk, he was the CEO at the time. He took a payment from these guys And he told his team and everybody else that this would be a good collaboration. It was never going to be a good collaboration. Lone Wolf wasn't even targeting the same audience. You only have one of two choices. Either they're going to let them run as an autonomous independent company, or they're going to close everything down. An idiot would be able to see that. There was no way that they were going to be able to wrap, like you've already said, an agent product into a broker product and somehow make them one product. I mean, that's so you're a software developer. You know what that would take. You're building two tools into one. It doesn't even make sense in for the most part, not to mention it certainly doesn't make sense from a development side. So having said all that, I believe very strongly that Lone Wolf bought Line Desk for the sole reason of getting access to its clients, forcing them into upgrading, and then mothballing the company. And that's exactly what they've done. And now there's a huge thing worth mentioning here. Not only does Lone Wolf have a bad reputation from making moves like this, you're 100% correct, but on additionally, they're now making the same move that Real Estate Webmasters makes, which is, too bad, the product that you had either doesn't work or we won't support it. So sorry. By the way, if you'd like another product, we have a good one over here. It's 5 times more expensive than the one you were buying previously, but we promise it will be better, which is nonsense. For those of you who are
listening. So what's your knowledge around, apart from the Line Desk question, which he's getting very passionate, listeners. And if you're watching the video, he's very elevated about this. What is Lone Wolf's brokerage products like? Have you got any knowledge of what they do?
I've got a few clients that use it. It's nothing revolutionary or amazing. It's just a CRM like any other, a little more expensive. They do, for all that I've just complained, the people that I know that use Lone Wolf, that are brokers, that are the right size and the right product, seem to like them. I think there are ways to get into this product and basically have it be useful to you and get good service off it. I do not think that the average real estate agent would experience that. And certainly, whether I think it or not, their reviews say the same thing.
They seem to be aiming at the same kind of brokerage that we use in Boomtown, or that's the kind of brokerage, the competitor. Like, when I was doing my research, Rob, and I want to confirm this because I did some research for this episode, is that, you know, Boomtown and Lone Wolf came up a lot in the research I was doing about that they compete or were competing with one another. Is that about right?
Yeah, it's about right. And here's, like, so everybody who's listening to the show, Lone Wolf and I are philosophically in a different place. Lone Wolf is creating the kinds of products that, as a call center manager, I hated. Like, we always had to monitor agents, John, as a call center manager. It was necessary to prevent credit card fraud. It was my least favorite part of the job, listening in on agents, stuff like that. But it's part of it. But then, you know, people would start to use these, like, monitoring calls to tell agents, like, how to do their job instead of teaching them in classes, which is where I thought it should be done. Some of the time, we'd even egregiously break in on an in-progress call, interrupt it in the middle, and basically do something different than what the agent was doing. And I just thought that was all dehumanizing. Now, the latest innovation from Lone Wolf Technologies is tracking your agent's movement. What do you think that reminds me of?
We live in strange times, don't we, Robert? We really are living in strange times, aren't we?
Exactly. So for those listening to this show, there are a handful of you that may have a 5,000 person sales force that you feel like you need to know where they are at all times. And if so, Lone Wolf might be the product for you. Okay. I understand there are, for like, they cannot be a company without having a certain number of people that they serve. I would never be one of those people. Full stop. Philosophically, I'm vehemently opposed to everything they stand for. So there you go. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, John is going to do what the rest of the show is. The latter half of the show, we're going to actually discuss alternatives. For those of you who may be listening, who've just been notified that whether you like it or not, your CRM is gone. Okay. And your replacement is five times more and designed for brokers, not agents. So, hey, we'll tell you what, we'll give you some alternatives that will be a better option. Okay. For sure. All right. Stay tuned.
Do you want quality leads from homeowners and buyers right in your own neighborhood? Then you need MailRite. It is a powerful but easy to use online marketing system that uses Facebook to generate real estate leads at a fraction of the cost you'd pay from our competition. We stand behind our work with a no question asked 30-day money back guarantee. So don't delay. Get started today. Go to mail-right.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Mail Right podcast. You have two co-hosts on the show, Jonathan Dinwood, the English pugilist with the most information that you've ever gotten on WordPress, and Robert Newman, an SEO guy with weird colored hair. We are here to entertain you and guide you along your journey as you get frustrated and throw your phones, computers, and every other piece of equipment out the window as you try to figure out how to market yourself in the digital age. So we're going to help you. Today's show, we're talking about the actual forced obsolescence and complete discontinuation of LionDesk, the most popular real estate CRM on the planet. All right. It was this little engineering feat was accomplished by Lone Wolf. If you are curious to know what we have to say about them, please listen to the first half of the show. We don't want to start this again. I will not shut up. The second half of the show, we're going to get into something that I feel like John is a little bit more qualified than I am because he researches all of these guys more than I do. We're going to talk about alternatives for your CRM business. On the list today to discuss is Dotloop, BrokerMint, BrokerKit, Wise Agent, Follow Up Boss, Top Producer, Real Geeks, and MailRight, which is the company that John founded in transparency. So without any further ado, John, why don't you start us off by saying something about Dotloop?
Well, I think we start with the company that's positioned the most probably to benefit from what's happened about LionDesk, and that's Wise Agent, isn't it? Now, we have actually had the founder and the CEO of Wise Agent on, and nice guy, but he spent the whole show. Obviously, he came on the show to talk about Wise Agent. All guests come on the show to discuss something they're selling. But I did remark that he was, how to put this diplomatically, he was very focused about selling the benefits of Wise Agent on our show, Robert. shall we put it that way? And I think you were even impressed on his focus, wasn't you? And it starts at $49 monthly or annually, $449. It hasn't got everything that LionDesk had, but it's got a lot of the features that LionDesk did. It hasn't got the video elements that LionDesk were trying to be a kind of competitor to BombBomb. I always thought BombBomb was a better solution, really. Still do. But they did have that, and they had their mass ring phone ring system. I don't think Wise Agent has that. But it's got landing pages. It doesn't provide a website, thank God. It does provide landing pages. It does provide the mechanism to run your own Facebook campaigns. And it's got the email and text SMS, text messaging functionality. The SMS, you've got to buy one of the higher plans to get that. I think I'm correct in saying that. They've been around a long time and a lot of people use it. I can't, because obviously I kind of pitched MailRight in their playground. So I've got to be a bit balanced, but that's really what I've got to say about it. What do you reckon, Robert?
I don't remember this interview, which probably just means that for me, what?
I think you fell asleep halfway through it, actually, Robert.
I may have. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember the interview. I do remember the product, thank God. The product is one of those ones that is, at least they've embraced a modern UX UI system. They also decided not to do an all-in-one. So you're right. There's a lot that is better about WiseAgent than other services of the same type, like the Wyandesk. Mind everybody, I am not saying that Wyandesk itself as a product should have necessarily been like propagated forward forever. What frustrates me and always has frustrated me is how poorly real estate clients are treated. It always frustrates me. It's not like anybody's asking any of you whether or not you want to update. Like, you should update. Like, if you asked me the question, should you get out of Linedesk as a CRM, I would have said, absolutely, you should. That doesn't mean I'm going to buy it and force you to do that. Like, I would have recommended John's CRM. I would have recommended any number of CRMs over and above beyond Linedesk, honestly. So that's not where I'm upset. I'm upset that everybody just thinks it's a good business practice to buy the damn company and close it down, because there's about 60,000 agents, if I had to take a stab at it, that will be without a CRM for years now, because they don't have the time, the energy, or the will to learn a new product.
I've got a slightly different philosophy around there. You know, businesses get bought, businesses get sold. You can't, everybody's got the right to sell their brokerage. You've got the right to sell your company. I've got the right to sell mine. You can get verbal or some written guarantees about how the company for a period of time. But then after some period, it's up to the new owners. And it is what it is. It's basically, there's nothing that can be done about it. But that's my opinion, Rob. On to the next one. And that's something, another one that you really love and I love as well. It's KV Core. But there. What's going on with KV Core? Because they've been rebranded as Old Trail. What's going on with these people?
I mean, come on, man. They just bought Boomtown. They've got to separate out their products. They've got to create new branding for themselves. KV Core itself, like I said, like, now all the people like me got to go out and re-review the product. But it's lipstick on a pig. And I'm not saying that it's bad. It's not a bad pick. KV Core is also a very popular CRM. But I am so glad to say that there is a lot of pressure on these all-in-one systems for pricing at this moment in time in history. So the first time since I've been in this industry, like, people are going, do I really want to spend $500 on a subpar website and a subpar CRM?
And that's what you're getting, isn't it, with KV Core, isn't it?
Yes, you're getting this slow system that does a lot of cool things, that is in the cloud, that they've installed a lot of people on, but I do believe that they are getting outclassed in many different categories at this point. And so, would you use KV Core? Yes, I've still got clients that use KV Core for various things. You know why they use it, John? Every single client I have, you know why? The one reason that I cannot argue with that they use it. It is because their broker has bought it for them, and they get it for free. So they use it. It is a hard thing for me to argue with agents that are saying, I'm just going to use the CRM that I'm being given.
And that's a terrible reason to use any bit of software, because you're getting it free.
Correct.
It's a terrible reason.
It should be efficiency and productivity, but that's the level of attention that most real estate agents pay to their CRMs. The most successful agents I know barely touch CRMs, barely. It is people running large teams that touch CRMs. And that's where Lone Wolf comes in. That's where they should have just left Linedesk alone, because it's completely different philosophies, right? These guys are busy tracking their agents and trying to figure out their every move.
Well, let's move on and be even more controversial, shall we? Let's go up to... Follow Up Boss. What are we going to say about Follow Up Boss?
You say something about them.
Well, fantastic system. The best, one of the best UX. I think with a bit of training an individual agent can use it, and also a middle-sized team and even a large team. And it's one of the few CRMs with a that it's not simple, but with a bit of research and a bit of training and a bit of dedication, an average person of average intelligence could get something out of it. Doesn't provide a website, thank God. but it provided everything else. I would never use it. I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole because they got bought out by the devil, didn't they? In my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't care what the devil says. Whatever the devil can say whatever they like. It goes in one ear and it goes out the next, far as I'm concerned, and the devil is Zillow. So they've disappeared, far as I'm concerned. They're unusable, in my opinion.
I still think that they're the best in class.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said. You're running the risk for those people, but the only thing that makes Follow-Up Boston easier to process risk, in my opinion, is the fact that you could probably spend an hour and basically learn how to use a CRM. So when the investment of your time is an hour, now this is not customizing systems, creating workflows, creating reminders, using AI automation, none of that. Just basically learning how to use it. It takes an hour. So that time investment is very low. But like all these tools, especially the best ones in class, when you start to spend all this time, you can spend hundreds of hours, easy, customizing workflows, customizing emails, getting them all set up in your CRM, your automatic responses, your automatic email drips. So when you start saying, John, oh, and then, you know, they're going to close it down, like that, ha-ha.
I don't think Zillow's going to close down Follow-Up Boss anytime soon. And the pricing, it starts at $69. I think that's a single agent, and the pro is $499, and they've got the next one up, so like starts at $1,000, but that's for large teams. It's priced fairly, in my opinion, for what you get, and it's so much superior than KV Core, so much better. But unfortunately, I wouldn't touch it with a barge pole if I was an agent. As far as I'm concerned, it's gone.
And I, you may be right there. Let's move on. I've got a massive review on Follow-Up Boss. Go to inboundrem.com and search Follow-Up Boss, and you can see hours worth of me about what I say about Follow-Up Boss.
Yeah. Onto a real dog, in my opinion. A dog that should have been put down a long time ago. That's Top Producer.
Oh, God. They're still around?
Pardon?
They're still around, Jesus.
Yeah, I think they probably got tens of thousands of users, Rob, starting, I might have the prices wrong, but starting the pro at $179 a month. What a dog of a platform, in my opinion, Robert.
Yeah, and yet their opening video is, why does an agent need to use a CRM? So we know who they're aiming their product at. If you are a brand new agent, you probably, like, who has no knowledge of how to market yourself, handle a client base or anything else, then you probably already know who Top Producer is. That's it. And real estate top producers, they rank number one for that term, which is hilarious because I don't know a single real estate top producer that's ever used them as a CRM. They do, yep, however, rank number six for software for realtors, and that's impressive.
On to one that I don't think you dislike it, but you don't give it as much credit as I do. But that's Real Geeks. But I think of a batch, what Real Geeks offers for the price. Unfortunately, when I was doing my research, I put their pricing, but I think this month they're putting their pricing up quite a bit. I don't know if they've gone fully public. So I've got the old pricing here, and I haven't had time because they were saying in June, and we're in June, that they were going to be putting their pricing up quite a bit. But I think for what you get, the website, the CRM, I think it was one of the more plausible, better I see Real Geeks with Follow Up Boss. They're very different because Real Geeks is really a website lead generation, where Follow Up Boss is more of a CRM email follow up system. But I saw them as two of the more credible solutions in the real estate market, because I'm just not a big fan of KV Core. But what's your views on Real Geeks, my beloved Robert?
Real Geeks still, listen, it was founded by an agent who knew what he was doing. And that makes all the difference in the world. An actual agent. The CRM is easy to use. The website is easy to use and is designed as a PPC landing page based search site. And it still, to this very day, works for that purpose. That's crazy because it was created like 10 years ago. So it still works. So we've got a really cool website that does an okay job of generating response and even does an okay job of ranking for SEO if you know what you're doing, and then has a very simple and very straightforward CRM on the back end that does tie into the front end fairly well. I mean, of everybody on the list, like if you add in all the factors, I think that so far they come out towards the lead. Like, because they were bought by another company, but that company so far is a mortgage company and hasn't closed down any of the four technology companies it's already bought. But they're not innovating anymore either. So there's pros and cons.
And then we got the Blessif Mailroy.
That's you, brother. You're hoping to be the fifth company that gets bought by the real estate technology company.
Bloody right. I hope that's why I'm sticking in it. That's why I haven't given up. Because I'm tenacious. Tenacious, Robert.
Yes.
I have many faults, but I'm not a giver up. And our system starts at $49. It gives you a basic CRM. And like what Tom Ferry says, the secret of all CRMs is one that you can use and you use regularly. And we also provide you a nice WordPress-powered website. It doesn't offer IDX integration. You can do it yourself. They are designed for IDX. You can do it yourself, or you could hire us and we host it. And we use IDX Broker. But we provide a basic non-IDX website, plus landing pages, email campaigns, SMS campaigns, social media calendar. And also we've got an element that does digital surveys for you. So I think it's a great valued product, but I would say that, wouldn't I, Robert? But I do believe it. And we start at $49 month to month, or $39 if you pay annually. So it won't bust the bank.
Beautiful.
What do you reckon, Robert?
I reckon that you're a good guy with a good product. I will say the same thing about you. I mean, like you said at the beginning of the show when we weren't recording, it takes a while to get to know me. I am more of a, I'm that I know of, I'm really the only mission-based, not money-based guy working in the real estate tech space. The people I love, great entrepreneurs, all you included, are working for the almighty dollar. That is their primary focus. That means that every single person, including Ylopo and every other company out there, you guys got to be careful when you make these purchases, because you got to ask the question, how long do you want the tool to work for? And is durability important to you? How much time do you have? But if you want a little help and somebody who's going to pay a lot of attention to you, then I've always said this, John, I think that you're a great person to call. Everybody should call you. In the meantime, if you're looking for like a long-term alternative with a guy that doesn't have any plans at all to ever sell his company, you can also look at inboundrem.com and lets you own the websites, which John does too, to be fair. So,
Robert,
agree on that. Yeah.
If the Tooth Fairy turned up and said, here's $500,000, Robert, for your company, are you really saying that you wouldn't take the money, Robert?
I absolutely am. The number would have to be closer to $500,000,000, and nobody's going to offer me $500,000,000.
No, nobody's doing it.
Okay. So, like $500,000, no. The number, I'll tell you what, John, I'll do this thought experiment with you because I've thought about it. The number would have to be 10 million plus and then maybe. And I would split it with my team, the people that help me with the company. And I would not, absolutely not sell it. Like if somebody came to me today and said, here's $1 million, I'd be, nope.
What? There you are. All right. Nobody's going to be offering me any money soon, folks. I'm in for the long run. I've been doing this for 6 years. It's been a winding road, but I now feel that MailRite's a really good product. We've always offered great value. But realistic, Rob, I think of everything we talked about, if you're looking for, you can either look at MailRite or Wise Agent or Real Geeks. But your attitude around follow-up, boss, and I understand it completely because I might be, I have to think about my attitude towards, because it is a really great product, isn't it? It's just really, when the news came out that Zillow was buying it, I thought, I won't say what I actually thought, but it was SH something. It was just a sad, great moment for them, but a sad moment for the industry, really, in my opinion.
I agree with you. I agree with you, and it was an independent product that was making lots of money, but just with an incredibly dedicated, driven team that wasn't trying to sell you a website, was operating in the benefit of the agent themselves. I love the team. I love the product. And it was the only CRM in the market where every single component was right. And I will say this for them. In all fairness, Follow-Up Boss had made statements like, yeah, we're not really going to sell. We don't really want to. We like building the product. We like working on the product. And they stayed with that for a long time. Then they did sell, but they sold for a god-awful crap ton of money. The number that they made.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Like I respect them for that alone, John. Like, that's like, I mean, okay, if you're going to do it, I can't really fault them. It was $500 million, ladies and gentlemen.
We need to wrap this up, but I'm going to say something extra. Well, that's the problem. The money they got, the idea that Zillow isn't going to use that data after the enormous amount of money they gave to the founders of Follow-Up Boss is so ridiculous, in my opinion. These are just my opinions, folks. That the idea that they would give that amount of money and not utilize every bit of data that Follow-Up Boss about your business, they're not going to suck it up and then use that data to sell leads to other agents. I think you need some therapy, my dear listeners. But that's my opinion, Rob.
We're not going to degenerate. Well, actually, we did a little bit. We're not going to degenerate any more into conspiracy theories, John or I. But you obviously can tell everybody who listens to the show that we have some strong opinions. And since you, our beloved listeners, have made us the number 86 best show for real estate agents in the country, we are, as voted on millionpodcasts.com, we are incredibly grateful. Today's show has been sponsored by mail-right.com. And we're lucky enough to have the founder of MailRite right here with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, the founder of the show, the sponsor of the show, today's show as well. John, why don't you tell the ladies and gentlemen how that they could find you or reach you if they should feel inclined?
Oh, thanks, Rob. It's basically just go over to mail-right.com. and have a look at what we got to offer. And then you can book a free demo and a chat with me or one of my team. And if you're really looking for a top agency that can really do all your real estate marketing and a real expert on SEO, have a look at what Rob's company has to offer.
Thank you, John. So my name is Robert Newman. I've been the other co-host of the show. And I do have a company that is focused on SEO. That's video SEO, traditional SEO, and hyperlocal. All of anything related to getting you found on a search engine, anywhere on a search engine, we are probably a good place to start. And I am still taking those calls personally. And I would love to talk to you and have a chat about your business, especially if you are interested in owning your own platform, getting high ROI, and you have a little bit of time to spend doing it. There are now ways for us to pursue achievement for a lot less money. So check out inboundrem.com about or services pages, and you can learn everything you need to know and book a call with me if you'd like. That's been our show, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, John and I appreciate your time. If you stayed through our plugs, we appreciate you even more. And what we'd love from you is, calling us aside, like or comment in the place that you've heard the show. It does, as it turns out, matters, which shocked both John and I. Neither one of us knew, to be honest with you. I had no idea that we were getting voted on in various places to be the best show. Now that I know, as I already told John, I'm like, I am not going to let this go. I think we're better than number 86. I think we need to be way up that list. So help us, please. All right.